was estimated that 270 million people visit amusement parks each year in North America. The main draw of amusement parks are the monster spring machines known as roller coasters. Now there's 270 million people who visit amusement parks and ride these roller coasters. There are hundreds of thousands of people who become so addicted to riding roller coasters that it becomes a hobby. These people are known as roller coaster enthusiasts. So you may be thinking, what's the difference between an average park guest and a roller coaster enthusiast?
I think a roller coaster enthusiast is someone that just can't get enough of roller coasters. Travels to different parks in different states, maybe even out of the country, just to ride a specific roller coaster. And then the average park guest is somebody that's just content with going to a park for a day and, you know, that's it, you're done. You might come back and visit the next year.
Maybe you're thinking that you want to become an enthusiast right now. Well, there's a little tool that every roller coaster enthusiast needs, and that's a season pass to an amusement park.
Our family's kind of unique in the way that we have season passes to Cedar Point, which also includes Geauga Lake. So we probably go during their season anywhere from a dozen to a dozen and a half times. And then we'll also go to other parks that we can get into free, like Michigan's Adventure, Dorney Park. Sometimes different parks with your season pass have an add-on feature that allow you to go into the park about an hour before the park opens. And a lot of the roller coaster enthusiasts take advantage of that because, you know, not very many people know about it. And fewer than that actually have it, so you don't have to wait very long in line for the off-road coasters.
Ohio is a roller coaster enthusiast's top destination because of the amount of parks with large numbers of roller coasters. So I asked an enthusiast to share what they thought was their favorite park.
I think the park that I prefer and is my most favorite is Cedar Point. We kind of call that our home park, just because of the different types of roller coasters that are there and that we, there's a little bit there for everybody to do. We had one that wasn't quite tall enough to ride the roller coaster, so there were plenty of things for her to do. But now that she's 48 inches, we can pretty much ride just about all the roller coasters.
Aside from the season pass, roller coaster enthusiasts join clubs such as the American Roller Coaster Enthusiast Club to meet up with other enthusiasts and to get a little bonus ride time.
The American Roller Coaster Enthusiast Club sometimes makes agreements with different parks that will allow them, maybe it might be even in the middle of the night, to be able to go into the park and ride all the coasters just continuously, and they don't have to worry about other people or long waits in line.
If you're considering becoming an enthusiast, then remember to pick up a season pass at your favorite amusement park and find a club that you would like to join. Be prepared to ride and scream all summer long.